Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Well, we're here at Swap Shop, and you're listening to Glenn Coble, and I'll be on for the next 49 minutes, it looks like. And we will be swapping and selling and talking about different things that people have to get rid of here in Marion, Ohio. And if you have an item that you'd like to sell, we'd like to put it on. We take any item except those things that require registration, like boats and cars and guns and things like that, houses and so forth. If you got some, let's say you've got a refrigerator that works and you'd like to get rid of it, give us a call and give us a price, and we'll have somebody hopefully call you up and buy it from you. Well, we already have our first call. I love this. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Yes, I have a pair of Champion men's brand new tennis shoes. They're gray, and they have a little black on them, but mostly gray, and they are size 9 wide, non-mark sole.
Okay. They're Champion. Excuse me, just a second. I'm all of a sudden getting calls from everywhere on my phone and everything. They're Champion gray tennis shoes, and they're new. Never been worn, is that right?
That's right, and they're okay. Still in the box. They're 9 wide men's tennis shoes.
Okay.
Never been used.
And you know, I've got 7 grandkids, and they all know the brand name Champion, and it's kind of hot right now. So you're interested in getting rid of those? Have you set a price on them, or are you open to offers?
I was thinking $20.
Okay, we'll put that down as a starting point.
Yeah.
And your phone number?
I have one more thing for sale.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and okay, it's a Reebok weighted stability ball.
It's what type of ball?
It's a Reebok.
Yeah.
It's a toning.
Oh, one of those that you roll around on?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a weighted stability ball, and it's a medium size. It has two workout DVDs in the box. It's never been opened, so it has everything you need to get yourself in shape. It strengthens muscles with the added weight.
Okay. And it's, do you know what size it is? Do they
yes,
have
it's a medium.
Medium, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's ideal for heights of 5'6 to 5'11.
5'6 to 5'11. I fit there, and I need the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
don't tell my wife you have it, all right? All right, and your phone number then.
Yes,
740-382-1552.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, my pen just stopped working. What were the last four digits?
740-382-1552.
Okay, 382, okay. I'm going to read it back to you just so that we know we got everything right. The first thing is a pair of Champion tennis shoes. They're gray with a little bit of accent color. They're a size 9 wide. They're new in the box. And
yeah.
Then we've got a Reebok toning ball. It's a weighted ball, It comes with a couple of DVDs. It's a medium size for people 5'6 to 5'11. And your phone number I have is 740-382-1552. Did I get it right?
Yes, you did. Now, the Tony Ball also has an easy-to-use air pump inside with it.
Say that again?
The toning ball also has an air pump inside the box.
Okay.
Air pump.
So
then I was going to give you a price on that, too.
Okay. That's a good idea. Okay. I'm new at this game.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, how much would you like for that?
Yes. That one is 20 also. So okay. They're both 20.
Okay. Very good. And we'll hopefully have some people give you a call, and you'll get rid of some of those things.
Thank you.
All right. It's a great time to sell exercise equipment when
yes.
Everybody's thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Have a good day. Thanks for calling Swap Shop.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was good. We've got some exercise equipment out there. We all need that at the beginning. I did go on a diet, and I have lost a few pounds. And I'm not sure how many right now because I haven't gotten on the weighing machine today. We have another caller. Hang on just a second. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yes. I've got some truck wheels with tires on them.
Okay. Truck
wheels. They're 15-inch wheels for a Ford truck. And the one is brand new from the spare, always been stored in my garage.
Okay.
I'd like $35 for that, and then I have two Ford truck wheels with snow tires on them.
Wait a minute. How many truck wheels do you have?
Three total.
Okay, and you want how much for that again?
The new one, I want $35.
Okay, and the other two would be?
The other two would be $15
apiece. Okay, very good. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
And the number is 740.
740.
360.
360?
7683.
7683.
And they fit on the older Ford trucks that take 15-inch wheels.
Okay. Let me read this back to you. That you have three truck tires, or truck wheels. One of them is new. It was the spare. And you want $35 for that. And then $15 for the other two or each. And they fit on a 15-inch rim of the older Ford truck.
Yes.
Did I get that right? And
yes, you did.
Now, but the phone number is 740-360-7683. Did I get that right?
You did.
All right.
Good job.
Thank you for joining us on Swap Shop. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. All right. We got some wheels, and we got some exercise equipment, and we've got some tennis shoes. We got all sorts of things here on Swap Shop, and glad to have it. I missed you yesterday on my other show, Progressive Life, because I was having my cataract surgery done. And today, you'll please excuse me if I have a hard time reading this stuff back to you, because I, like Charlie said, I look a little bit like the giant bug or a giant fly. I have a big thing over my right eye, and it makes it a little hard to see what I'm writing, but we'll try and get through it. It didn't hurt. It was crazy. I was awake through the whole surgery, knew it was going on, but had no idea they were actually doing the surgery, but I knew something was going on. I was out like a light in my head, but I did know that I was awake. Interesting. Anyway, let me go over the things that we have so far on Swap Shop. And if you're interested in calling Swap Shop, it's 740-383-9944. Let me give you that again. 740-383-9944, and you can call us with just about anything you want to sell. You can call, with the exception of those things that require some sort of registration or government paperwork on. You can even call and say if you're having a yard sale, which if you're doing that today, you're a braver person than I am. It's pretty cold outside. If you have an event, a nonprofit event that you want to talk about, give me a call and tell us where and what and when, and we'll be glad to put that on the air as well. Next week, I think I'm going to have a candidate who's running for the 4th District U.S. Congressman, Mike Larson. We haven't arranged it completely, but I think he's going to come on Wednesday's show and talk about the impeachment things and what he's planning to do. And, well, we'll just find out. And then again, next Thursday, we'll have Swap Shop again. I enjoy doing this Swap Shop. During the winter, though, excuse me, we do know that it's going to be a little less traffic than in March, April, and May, when probably the most traffic will happen. But anyway, let me go over these things that we have so far. We have a pair of Champion gray tennis shoes. They're size 9 wide, and they're new. They're in the box. If the lady would like $20 for those. Also has one of those toning balls, you know, those things you kind of kind of roll around on and helps tone up your gut. And I don't know from actual experience, but it's an exercise ball. It's weighted. It also comes with 2 DVDs, so it'll tell you exactly how to use it, which obviously I cannot. It's a medium size, so it's good for anybody around 5'6 to around 5'11. And it comes with an air pump, so you don't have to worry about that. Her number, 740-382-1552. Let me give you that number for the tennis shoes and the ball again. 740-382-1552. All right, and gentleman just called. He has 3 truck wheels, size 15. So it's for the older Ford truck. One of them, it was brand new, never used. It was the spare, and he'd like to get $35 for that. And then the other two, he'd like $15 a piece for the, I guess it's wheels and tires. His phone number is 740-360-7683. Again, that's for the truck wheels, 740-360-7683. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. I'm Glenn Coble. We'd love to hear from you. The number here, 740-383-9944. And if you have a hard time remembering that, the last 4 digits are WWGH on your telephone dial, 740-383-WWGH. And you are listening to WWGH here at 107.1. I'm Glenn Coble. Hey, I got some interesting, well, I'm not so, I've read through some of these, and I'm not so sure that it... The internet promised me that these were interesting trivia questions. Some of them are, a lot of them are not, but we'll go through some of them. It might stimulate your little brain cells to wake up. Do you know what the oldest surviving printed book in the world is? Or do you care? Well, it's the Diamond Sutra. And it's dated from 868 A.D. Boy, that's an old book. I don't think I had that in any of my classes. Do you know what it means in publishing if they use the term POD? POD in publishing. Now, I did happen to know this. I took a lot of English classes in college, and I do remember seeing this. POD, it stands for print on demand. Let's see. Here's one from about television. Let's see if I can find one that seems like it's even slightly interesting. Most of them are only slightly interesting. In the TV series Dad's Army, what was Captain Maring's first name? I don't even remember Dad's Army as a TV show, but his first name was George, in case you happen to watch that. I remember a show that probably you don't remember because it probably came out of Chicago. Was called Winky Dink. It was a kid show. That was the very first show I remember watching on black and white TV, probably back in 1950-something. Anyway, Charlie remembers. I'm sure Charlie knows all these answers. You know, I'm going through these questions about TV shows, and quite frankly, most of them I've never heard of. All right, let's go to food and drink. If you have Lafitte Rothschild on your dinner table, what do you think it is? I can tell there are some very well-to-do people out there. It's wine, and it's very expensive wine. Lafitte Rothschild. Okay, this is kind of interesting. My son and daughter-in-law out in California absolutely love sushi. Do you know what it's traditionally wrapped in? I'll give you a second. You and your wife can fight it out. All right. Sushi is traditionally wrapped in edible seaweed. I knew that one. Charlie put on one this morning, what is the name of a person who makes barrels? And it took a long time to get the answer. And by the way, it's a cooper. And the only reason why I knew that is I had a friend in grade school whose last name was Cooper. And for some reason or other, we were teasing him about his last name, as kids will do. And he explained to us what a cooper was, and we quit teasing him about being a cooper. We didn't know that people had to build barrels. I guess we thought they were born. Do you know what you can use in the place of as an alternative for allspice? I didn't know this at all, and it just doesn't seem right, but this says you can use pimento in the place of allspice. The only thing I know about pimento is that you put it in an olive, but maybe there's something else that goes along with that. Okay, do you know what, first of all, do you know what absinthe, do you know what it is? Well, it kind of tastes like licorice, if I recall correctly. But you know what color it is? I didn't know this at all. And obviously, I don't use it. I'm not the Galloping Gourmet in any. Do you remember the Galloping Gourmet, for that matter? It's green. Absinthe is green. Okay, here's one. Some of you will know who, you know, drink some more exotic drinks. What flavor is Contru? It's orange flavor. Yeah, now I did kind of know that, even though I can't pronounce that word very well. You're listening to Swap Shop. We're kind of winging it today. We're kind of having a hard time because I can't see through through this patch over my right eye because of my surgery. But we'll get along. We'll get through it. And Charlie, be careful. I know you're on the road. Be careful. Drive straight. or unless the road turns, okay? He's off on his way to a reunion, and I love to hear that. Charlie's off on the way to a reunion. Anyway, we do have some things here on Swap Shop that people are looking to get rid of. Champion gray tennis shoes that are size 9 wide, and they're new. In the box. So if you would like some new tennis shoes, these are not, and they're Champion. And Champion seems to be really hot right now. My grandkids out in North Carolina, they wanted shirts and pants that said Champion on them. So the Champion shoes, $20 is what she'd like for those. She also has a Reebok toning ball. It's a weighted ball, and it's one of those things you kind of roll around on and kind of strengthen your core. And it comes with a couple of DVDs to tell you how to do it. It's a medium size. That's for people that are 5'6" to 5'11". If you happen to be 5'5" or 6 foot, that probably will still work. But anyway, it also has an air pump. The number is 740-382-1552. Let me give you that number for the ball and the shoes. 740-382-1552. And I did forget to tell you, she's also looking for $20 on that weighted ball. Gentleman called. He has 3 truck wheels. They're from an older Ford, so they're the smaller size 15-inch truck wheel. My guess is, and I should have asked him this, but I'm pretty sure it comes with the tires, because one of them's new and he wants it was the spare. So I'm pretty sure they come with the tires. It's $35 for the new one, the spare that was never used, and $15 for the others that have been used some. His number, 740-360-7683. Now, if you have questions about that, make sure to give him a call on the truck wheels. 740-360-7683. You're listening to Swap Shop, and this is Glenn Coble, and we're here on WWGH. We'd love to have you call. The number is 740-383-9944. That's easy to remember. It's WWGH. And that's what the last 4 digits are. I have a guest in house. Let me hang on 1 second. All right, we're back on the air. I'm sorry about that. We have we had Mr. Gordon Flo pick up one of the prizes he won. We're giving all sorts of prizes away today. Charlie went crazy, I think, yesterday and today, giving away prizes. And that's wonderful, because that proves lots and lots and lots of people are listening to us. Again, you're listening to Swap Shop. We'd love to hear from you. If you have something to sell, give us a call, 740-383-9944. This trivia stuff that I got off the internet, it has stuff about gardening, and I'm going to look through that and see if it's more interesting than the stuff about TV. Very first thing is really stupid. So, looks like what color is a Welsh poppy? These are really trivial. A Welsh poppy is yellow, as opposed to, I think a lot of poppies. When you think of poppies in your head, don't you think of red? I do, and I don't know. What color is a Himalayan poppy? Well, that one is not red, and it is not yellow. It's blue. Kind of interesting. Do you know? Oh, well, people here in this area might know this because we've had problems with this type of tree. Give the alternative name for a mountain ash tree, and we've had some real problems with the critters that attack mountain ashes, and they've killed an awful lot of our mountain ash in this area. And if they haven't killed them yet, they're going to kill them soon. It's just that bad. Anyway, now I've lost it. The mountain ash. The alternative name for it is rowan. Rowan ash tree. Or a rowan tree, I guess. I hadn't heard that. What kind of bulbs were once exchanged for a form of currency? I bet a lot of people know the answer to that. Okay, you two at home, you say, one of you say your answer and the other one say your answer, and I'll give you the real answer here in a second. All right, and the question again was, what kind of bulb was used for currency? It was the tulip. And actually, there are still some tulip bulbs that are extremely expensive. I don't do tulips. I'm not really good about tulips. For some reason or other, where I plant them, only about half of them come up, and they come up pretty small. So I have a feeling it has one of two things. It has a problem with the light. Where I plant them is under an eave, and they don't get morning light. They get all afternoon light. So I'm guessing that's probably the problem. But it also could be the soil that I've put into the window box that they're in. There's plenty of soil there, but whether it has any nutrients in it or not, I'm not sure. Okay, we're going to slip over here. Here's another category of trivia questions that maybe I know something about. Not that I'm a big artist or anything, but I know a little bit about art. Name the three primary colors. Now, this is something you probably learned in grade school. And you probably learned if you mix two of them together, they would turn green, right? Okay, the three primary colors are red, yellow, and blue. Now, this is a term I've never heard of. Well, I've heard of the term, but I didn't know that it stood for this in needlework. What does UFO stand for in needlework? And it's not unidentified flying object. All right. And I've lost that page. UFO stands for an unfinished object. Okay, we have another caller. Let's go to the phone. Hello, you're on the air. You're on Swap Shop. How can I help you?
On your tulips, you might be having the same problem I had. The squirrels would carry the bulbs away.
Really? You know,
yeah.
That could be it. I get squirrels all the time up on that. Oh, now how do I get rid of them?
For the bulbs?
Yeah, no, the squirrels.
Got a slingshot?
I love squirrels. I'll let them have the bulbs. I'm not a big fan of tulips anyway.
Also, your trivia question, red, blue, and green.
Yeah, red, blue, and green. No.
Yep.
No, the trivia question, the answer to that was red, blue, and yellow. And blue and yellow make green.
That's true. All right.
All right. Thanks for calling. Have a nice day. Well, we learned something here. We learned something. He's probably absolutely right that I have two things, two animals, critters, that hang around that window planter all the time. One of them is cardinals. We have lots of cardinals. And the other one is squirrels. And the squirrels just love to run along there. So, and occasionally I do see where they've dug up maybe one of the bulbs that we were talking about. But I thought they were digging up the nuts that they had buried there. But the gentleman, the caller, may be absolutely right. Those little boogers, they're stealing my bulbs. I don't want to poison them, or really it would be unseemly to put a fence around it. The squirrels are too smart. They'd get over a fence anyway. So I guess I'm just going to let them go. I hope they have a good time. I'm a pretty big live and let live type person, and we'll let those little squirrels live. We have some pretty squirrels. I live on Euler Avenue, and we have some black squirrels, and they seem to be a little bit more rare than the brown and the reddish squirrels, and I love seeing those black squirrels run around. We have one, or at least we had one last year, in one of our trees right near us. And this year we had an interesting thing. We had a squirrel build a cottage in one of our trees out back, and it's in a tree that got rid of its leaves real early, so we were able to watch it from beginning to end, and that was quite interesting. Speaking of that, I just joined the Marion Birders. I love looking at all the pictures of the birds, and I would highly recommend, if especially for somebody that's got some time on their hand, becoming a member of it. I haven't taken any pictures yet, but I fully intend to. It's kind of not appetizing to go out in this cold weather, but anyway, I joined it, and I love the pictures I get to see on the internet of all the birds in this area. And there's some pretty, well, first of all, there's some pretty good photographers out there shooting the pictures of these birds. But second of all, I didn't realize how the plethora we have of birds just right outside our door. Anyway, you're listening to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble. We'd love to have you call. Number 740-383-9944. And if, like the last gentleman that called, you just want to increase my education, I'd appreciate that as well. But give us a call if you have something you want to sell. We'll be glad to put it on the air. Please don't call us with cars or guns or houses or things like that you have to register. Just other stuff. We'd love to also put on the air if you have some not-for-profit events that you want to advertise. Well, we don't mind putting that on either. Lost animals, we do that. Found animals, we do that as well. And we'd love to hear from you. All right. Name the Spanish artist, sculptor, and draftsman famous for co-founding the Cubist movement. Now, the Cubist movement is kind of that wild modern art stuff. Okay, you got it? Pablo Picasso. Now, I'm not a big fan of Pablo Picasso, but it's not the type of art I hate. I wouldn't doubt that I would ever, if I had the money, I doubt that I'd buy one, but to buy one, I'd have to sell my house and my all four, seven of my grandchildren, I think. They're pretty expensive things. All right. Okay. This, I'm going to give you an easy one. All right. Mom and Dad, get ready to answer this. Whoever gets it right first wins. How many valves does a trumpet have? Okay, if you don't know that, you know nothing about music. It has three, which is kind of cool. And there are a lot of people that probably don't know the answer to that because they've never played one. I've never played one, but I've been in music most of my life, so I kind of knew that. As a matter of fact, I am so involved in music that as an old man, I've decided to take up a new instrument. I just received in the mail yesterday. Naturally, it came on the day that I had my surgery, so I can't do anything with it. But I just received in the mail a brand new guitar. And I'm going to slowly but surely learn how to play guitar. You know, one of the problems, when I was younger, I played string bass with a folk trio. And I kind of fooled around, I guess you'd say, with the guitars of the other guys. And I got so I could play a few little ditties, but nothing major. But the thing I didn't like about the guitar is it always made the tips of my fingers hurt from the strings. So I went and I got a, classic guitar. It has nylon strings instead of steel strings. I suppose back in the day it had gut strings. But matter of fact, when I played violin, which I did play a long, long time ago, when I played violin, some of my strings were gut strings back in the day. I'm sure none of them are anymore. But anyway, a little bit about music. Three vowels on a trumpet. Okay, that way, there are some really dumb questions here. I should have paid more attention while I was running this off. All right, about movies. Let's see. Name the actor who starred in 142 films, including The Quiet Man, The Shootist, The Searchers, and Stagecoach. I know this one, so it can't be that difficult, right? You know it, too. The Duke. John Wayne appeared in 142 movies. I never knew that. That's a lot of movies. He probably died a very wealthy man. Unfortunately, I think he died of lung cancer from smoking too much. You know, my wife and I have kind of gone through all of our old favorites and found out that many of our old favorite actors and actresses passed away from lung cancer from smoking, I guess. You go back in the old videos and watch the old movies, and they'll be smoking like it's cool. That's why I smoked. I thought it was cool. I smoked until I was 27, I believe it was. And you know how I stopped smoking? A lot of people ask me, how do you stop smoking? I stopped smoking out of fear. And it had nothing to do with cancer. It had nothing to do with the bad effects of smoking. I was smoking a cigarette. And you know how ashes form on the end of a cigarette and they get longer and longer? Well, the one I had was getting longer and longer, and I didn't notice. And I was taking care of one of my sons. I think it was my eldest son, and that ash fell on him. Now, I was lucky enough that the ash was not, way out at the end of that ash, it's not burning anymore, and it was not burning. He didn't even notice it. But I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, what would have happened if that had been burning? And that's when I really gave it up. Now, I gave it up several times, but that was the last time I gave it up. I would give it up probably every 4 or 6 months, something like that, as I got older. I started when I was 12 years old, and the worst thing about it is, and I have a friend who who I think started the same way. I started by picking up cigarettes on the street. If I would find a complete cigarette or a partially used pack of cigarettes, I'd pick them up and smoke them while I was delivering my early morning newspapers. I used to deliver the Chicago Tribune and the Sun-Times, and it took a long time, and for some reason or other, well, I had a brother and sister that both smoked, so I thought it was cool. Little did we know back then. That's why if things come along, new knowledge comes along, pay attention. Listen. All right. Let's see what else we've got here. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. I'd love to have you hear from you if you have something to sell. What is the diameter of the Earth? The diameter of the Earth. The diameter is 8,000 miles, which is kind of interesting because the Earth turns at approximately 1,000 miles an hour. There are all sorts of mathematical things you can do, like you can show why it takes 24 hours for the Earth to turn based on the size of the Earth. But I'm not going to get into that because I've been told If you keep your mouth shut, you'd never show how ignorant you are. So I'm going to keep my mouth shut on the math. All right. Name the world's largest ocean. Now, you ought to be able to do this. And no, it's not the Indian Ocean. The world's largest ocean is the Pacific. Not the Atlantic, the Pacific. And I think... I was going to give you some more information on that, but like I said, I'm going to keep my mouth shut so I don't show my ignorance. What is the longest river in the world? The longest river, that's kind of interesting. It's going through some turmoil right now with many of its forests being burned to the ground. The Amazon. The Amazon is the longest river. Some people might have thought the Nile, but no, it's the Amazon. Okay. If you paid attention in geography class, you ought to know the answer to this one. What is the world's biggest island? Now, I remember when I was very young, I remember this question being asked by one of my teachers. And one of the students told me, or told her that it was Antarctica. And she said that wasn't an island. Well, it's surrounded by water. Why isn't it an island? Never did get an answer to that. But anyway, it's a continent. That's what she told us. Anyway, the world's biggest island is Greenland. Greenland, we almost bought it, right? Not too long ago... apparently, President Trump was toying with the idea of buying Greenland. I don't think that was going to happen, but interesting. Which four British cities have underground rail systems? Oh, that's interesting. Have you ever ridden on a subway? I used to take a subway every day when I worked at DePaul University in Chicago. I lived in Valparaiso, Indiana. It was about 50 miles away. And so I'd take the South Shore, which was an electric train from, I can't remember the name of the little town up on the Lake Michigan, but I would take it from a little town up on Lake Michigan into Chicago, downtown Chicago, right there at the corner of Randolph and Michigan Avenue, get off of that, walk over to the L, which was an elevated train, but also had some subway routes on it, which I did take occasionally, but I'd take the L out to the Belden stop and get off at the Belden stop and walk back to my office. Only took 2 hours and 50 minutes one way. I really wanted that job, obviously. All right, it's 12:52. If you got something that you want to sell, you better get it in because we only have a couple of more minutes. We'd love to hear from you on Swap Shop. Let me go over the things that we have gotten. We've got Champion Gray tennis shoes. They're a size 9 wide. They're brand new. She even has the box for them. So they're in the box and ready to go. She wants $20 for those. She also has a Reebok toning ball. It's one of those weighted toning balls that comes with DVDs, a couple of DVDs to tell you how to use the ball so you can strengthen your core. And it's a medium size, so it's really for people in the medium-sized people. That's 5'6" to 5'11". And it also comes with an air pump, so you don't have to worry about blowing it up. The number is 740-382-1552. Let me give you that one again for the ball and the tennis shoes. 740-382-1552. And she wants $20 also for that toning ball. I forgot that. Okay, we also have 3 truck wheels with tires, I am guessing. Can't imagine they didn't have the wheels because he's selling the new one, which was really the spare. He's selling the new one for $35. And he's selling the other two for $15 a piece. And they're a 15-inch wheel. They come from an older Ford. His phone number, 740-360-7683. Let me give you that again for the truck wheels, 15-inch wheels, 740-360-7683. You're listening to Swap Shop here with Glenn Coble, and we're getting through the day. We're kind of limping through the day with my eye all patched up and everything. Nothing serious, just a little cataract surgery. We get those as we get older, and I am definitely older. I know there were lots of young ladies that were thinking about calling in, but you know. Anyway, if my wife's listening, I'm sorry I said that. Let me see if I've got anything else here that's interesting. When did the Cold War end? Now, I am guessing that they're posting this date on maybe when the German Wall came down. I'm not sure. But the internet people say the Cold War ended in 1989. And I'm going to take their word for it. I'm not sure that we had an official party or celebration for when it ended, but that's what they're saying. So that might have been when the German Wall came down. When did Margaret Thatcher become Prime Minister? Obviously, they didn't know she isn't anymore. But she became Prime Minister in 1979. When did the Eurostar train service between Britain and France start running? Was that through the tunnel? I think it must have been that they built, which always scares me, to have a tunnel under the English Channel that's as long as it is and kind of susceptible to terrible things that might happen. Anyway, that train service began in 1994. Oh, this is kind of interesting. When did the euro, when was it introduced as legal currency over in Europe? 1st of January, 1999. That's when the euro began, and that's interesting. I didn't realize it was that recent. I guess that's not recent. That's 20 years ago. But to me, that's still recent. I remember exactly what I was doing in 1999. Yeah. Anyway, let's see if I've got any other questions here that would be worth doing. Okay. May Queen. Wisely Crab. Fox Whips, Lane's Prince Albert. What are they the species of? Now, we've got a place here in town that probably can answer that without even blinking an eye. Have you been out to Lawrence Orchard? Those are those are different apples. And, boy, I'm on a diet right now. And it's working a little bit. And I instead of having popcorn or something like that for my midnight or my afternoon evening snack, I now have gone to apples. And I've found a new joy. Unfortunately, the problems with all diets are they get boring. And then you think, well, what am I going to do now? I went on the Atkins diet for about, I don't know, several months. And I really lost a lot of weight. But I gained it all back. So I'm trying to just count calories now. I'm not sure if that's good or bad. Anyway, we've got Champion gray tennis shoes, size 9W, and a Reebok toning ball, 740-382-1552. And we have three truck wheels at 740-360-7683. 7686. You're listening to Swap Shop, and we're just about to go off the air.
Parking place. For 107-year-old viral video sensation, Virginia McLaurin, on meeting President and Mrs.